Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samach, Chapter 60. It is sometimes tempting during happy times to forget that life wasn't always like this. Why would we want to torture ourselves with bad memories? David HaMelech teaches us in this Perek that we must remember and learn from our experiences, even or especially the difficult ones, so as to learn from them. The first verse, Lamnatzeach al Shushan Edus Michtam LeDavid LeLamed, for the conductor, on Shushan Edus, a Michtam of David, to be taught. Once again, David addresses the conductor of the world. But here, he speaks of a shoshan, a rose. Who is this rose? And why here? Rav Hirsch opines that this is the shoshana ben hachochim, this rose among thorns that is the Jewish people. We are specifically referred to as such when we go through difficult time periods and still remain connected. As a rose turns her face to accept the dew from Hashem, so Hashem continues to care for us, and we continue to look up to Him for His everlasting kindness and care. So this word, Shoshan, lets us know that we are dealing once again with national nisyonos, difficult times, and again, the word Mechtam, a forever message. And here as well, we have Lilamed. David has something to teach us, but what? Verse 2. Bahatzosoes haram naharayim vesaram tova, vayashav Yoav vayach es Edom, bege melach shnemasar aleph. When he fought with Aram naharayim and Aram tova, and Yoav returned and defeated Edom, an army of 12,000 men, in ge melach. David HaMelech gives us so much background in the second verse of the chapter. He tells us that he wrote this chapter when he fought a war against Aram and Edom. In fact, this seems to be a time when the Jewish people are strong, are powerful. Aram is modern-day Syria and one of the only places that was conquered outside of Eretz Yisrael proper. And here is David, the successful warrior. So what is the difficulty here? Radak says that Aram had actually started this war by conquering some Jewish cities, and that David HaMelech was fighting back and now took back the cities and conquered more. Rav Hirsch explains that David HaMelech understood that this success that he was seeing was so new and different than the Jewish experience had been for the last few hundred years. During the era of the judges, when the Jewish people seemed to be stuck in an endless cycle of sin and punishment and had become a mockery of nations, David HaMelech reminds us here, and Lilamei teaches us here, that this newfound success is only because we are a Shoshan, the rose of Hashem, and that we were finally acting like it, and that if we will only remember who we are, Hashem will be with us. Rashi explains that although David HaMelech sees success now against this nation, he knows with Ruach HaKodesh, Divine Spirit, that this power and success is only temporary, and the Jewish nation will have a long road in exile, enslaved and persecuted by this nation Edom. It is a painful look into the future. So here in this parak chapter, David contrasts the happy present with a difficult past, and yes, a very difficult future. And then he goes on to analyze those difficult times. Why do they happen? What have we learnt? And what it says about our relationship with God. Verse 3. Elokim zinachtanu paratztanu anafta tishovev lanu. O Hashem, you have rejected us, you have made a breach in us, you have been angry, so please return to us. The first step is to understand that when Israel has political problems, wars with their enemies, it is because Hashem is not with us. And so David HaMelech cries out and says, explains Radak, please come home to us. Rav Hirsch explains this verse differently as well. The very anger, the distance, the difficulties we have experienced, it is all so that we would learn and return to you. This will cause the Tishovev Lanu. Verse 4. Hirashta Eretz, Patsamta, Rifa Shivareha Kimata. You have made the land quake. You have torn it open. Mend its fissures, for it is collapsing. And verse 5. Hirisa Amcha Kasha, Hishkisanu Yayin Tar'ela. You have made your people suffer hardships. You have given us wine that makes us real. Again, the cycle. We have been difficult. We have turned from you, and you have sent us difficulties. Verse 6 is a transition. Nasata lireyacha nes lehisnoses mipnei koshet sela. You have given those who fear you a banner to hold up before truth, Sela, a transition to happier times. Radak explains, now that we have learned our lessons, please, Hashem, begin to raise us up from the dust again. Let us rise up like a banner, for we live this truth now. Rashi actually takes the word nes and reminds us of its closeness etymologically to nisayon, and reminds us of the eternal truth that we have all experienced, that actually it is the Nisayon that not only tests us, but raises us and exalts us. When Avraham Avinu finds out that Akedas Yitzchak was just a test, there is a very interesting conversation between him and God that is brought down in the Medrash, where Avraham asks, if you didn't really want me to bring Yitzchak up as a korban, what was all this about? And Hashem answers, this will show the nations of the world and Satan, who questions me as to why I give you so much, why I love you so much, why I treat you so special. This will demonstrate just how special you are. These difficult times that remind us who we are, these are the times that define us as a rose of God more than anything else. These bring us home. And David ends this phrase with Sela, a word that is not really translated. Ha'aras HaTfila explains that this word is actually a note to the reader to read this phrase up to a crescendo. And it is used when a thought is so profound that we are told to stop here for a moment and kind of think about what we just read. If we could but take these words to heart and allow them to comfort us and encourage us during those difficult moments, that these tests do take us somewhere higher. And one way to understand the word koshet in our pasuk can be decorative. These nisyonos make us beautiful. Verse 7. Leman yechaltsun yedidecha, Hoshia Yimincha Va'anenu, that those whom you love might be rescued, deliver with your right hand and answer me. We recognize that only you can save us. Now that we are Yididecha again, your dear ones, beloved ones, please send out your right hand and save us. And then the next few verses describe the complete Eretz Yisrael conquered with Hashem's help. A picture of what things could look like when we live up to our mission. How quickly we will begin to see Hashem at our side. And then the last four verses once again describe the lesson that David teaches here. First, the understanding that it has always been Hashem who has saved us. Verse 11, Mi ovileni ir matzor, mi nachani ad adom. Who brought me to the fortified city? Who led me to Edom? Of course it was you, Hashem. Verse 12. Halo ata lukim zenachtanu, v'lo seitzei lukim b'tzivosenu. But you have rejected us, O God. God, you do not march with our armies. Then an understanding that it has not always been this way, that there were difficult times, and that they occurred because Hashem was not with us. It is you when we are successful, and it is you distant from us when we are not. Verse 13. Hava lanu ezras mitzar v'shav teshuas adam. Grant us your aid against the foe, for the help of man is worthless. We understand how much we need you, Hashem. And finally, verse 14. Belokim naseh chayel v'hu yavus tzareinu. With God we shall triumph. He will trample our foes. Because when we remember who we are and remember who you are, when you mirror that love with your love, everything becomes possible. In summary, David HaMelech, victorious king, is humble enough and wise enough to remind the people it hasn't always been this way, and there is still a long, painful road ahead of us. And it's not me. It's not my power that wins wars. It is, and always will be, our relationship with Hashem. So let's learn this lesson now, David says, when we're doing well, when we are successful. Let us remember we are a rose and we need not experience hardship again if we can just remember this lesson. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilu Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.